personally his enemies. That's how he loves. That's what love does. Love sees what needs to be done. Love covers a multitude of sin. What does that mean when the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin? I'll tell you why. Here's the sin of a believer. What the law does, and people who live by the law, they get here, stop, look at the law, look at the sin, and concentrate on it and deal with you accordingly. What does love do? Spiritual love. What does spiritual love do? It looks over the sin and sees the need. What needs to be done. That's why love covers a multitude of sin 3 or 4 times in the Bible. Does that mean it doesn't see it? No. Does that mean it doesn't care? No. It means it looks over and sees what's needed with this person that's in sin. Why did they sin and what do they need to get back up? Can I lift their burden so they can get back into the spiritual life? Galatians chapter 6. You've got to have a mentality. You've got to have a mindset. You have a mindset of law, righteousness, and justice, works, and all of that, performance, or you can have a mindset of the cross. It's up to you. That mindset is going to guide you and how you deal with all these kind of things that happen. So what is important here is the understanding of love. This is not human love, not creature love. This is spiritual love, given by the Holy Spirit to the believer walking by faith in the Spirit. This is God's love, poured into us by the Holy Spirit. Most humans, even Christians, love is conditional. Performance. And I'm talking about Christians. Most Christians' love is performance. If you fail to perform, their love fails to perform. What's the love of Christ do? You fail to perform, his love pours on all the more. Isn't that amazing? Do we sin that grace abounds? No. Does grace abound when we sin? All the more. I remember that. Do I sin that grace abound? No, not at all. Does sin grace grace abound when there's sin? Yes. All the more. You've got to understand the battle. Understand where love fits into this whole thing. Even from the cross on. This is what is issue. Now let's go back. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, your brother, the fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom. Very few Christians walk in the power of the Spirit, therefore very few sense the tribulation that we're in. All people, all Christians, and all unbelievers, they have problems like the rest of the world, but they have no power related to the spiritual warfare. Therefore, they have no sense of the brotherhood with another Christian in this tribulation related to the kingdom. It's a mindset. Oh, well, they're experiencing that trouble because they're not dealing with God. They're not coming to church. They're not doing whatever our four circles are. If it's a moral performance, well, they're having because they're not doing that. They're not learning doctrine. They're not having charismatic experiences. They're not serving God. So we separate. It makes it real easy. People, it's easy to be walking down the road and see some guy beat up along the road and just keep walking. It's not easy to say, turn aside. Let me see if I can help you out. Let me see if I can help you. And I'm a Samaritan. You're a Jew. But I'll tell you what, when you're down and out, you don't care what he is. He picks you up. That's Jesus Christ. He takes you to the innkeeper. That's the Holy Spirit. Turns you over